Hello everyone and welcome back to Amelia on Animals, the podcast entirely about animals. Today's episode will be all about gorillas. So in this episode, we'll be saying facts about them, ways that they're endangered, and what your sponsorship does to protect them against things like deforestation, habitat loss, and poachers. I would definitely recommend you listen to this if you love gorillas, and please do subscribe so you don't miss an episode. So, let's start off with 10 facts about mountain gorillas from the WWF website. Around 1,063 exist in the wild. They live in two isolated groups. Mountain gorillas live in East Central Africa. We share around 98% of our DNA with gorillas. They are one of the biggest, most powerful living primates. An average male mountain gorilla can weigh 180 kilograms. They can eat all day long. They spend about a quarter of their day eating mainly shoots and leaves, but have also been known to eat snails, ants, and bark. They cozy up at night together in nests on the ground or in trees. They have 16 different types of calls. They live in family groups of around 10 individuals, with one dominated male and several females. In the wild, gorillas can live to over 40 years old. They are very sadly under threat, but you can help, and here is how. By giving £5 a month or more or less if you would like. Animal adoptions give a huge boost to WWF's work. They not only help fund projects to work with local communities to monitor gorilla movement and reduce human-gorilla conflict, but also fund their other vital work around the world. As I said in my previous episode, you'll receive a cuddly toy, welcome pack, and regular updates. On the WWF website, it says that gorillas are found in high-altitude, montane, and bamboo forests, where they mainly eat leaves, shoots, and stems. Mountain gorillas generally live in groups with several females and their young, and one dominant male. Dominant males are known as silverbacks because they have a patch of silver hair on their back and hips, which they develop when they are about 12 to 15 years of age. Gorillas' threats are habitat loss. Poaching. Although poaching is now thankfully uncommon, they can still very sadly often get caught in snares set for other wildlife, causing injury and even death. Human illness. Because gorillas share much of our DNA, they can contract illnesses from people, but they don't have the immune system to fight it. Even a simple cold can devastate an entire gorilla population. Human-gorilla conflict. Mountain gorillas sometimes come out of forests and raid crops. This can lead to conflict with people trying to protect their livelihoods. WWF, as well as monitoring mountain gorillas, they support local people in using their natural resources in a sustainable way that doesn't damage mountain gorilla habitat. They're also trying to find ways to reduce people's need to enter the habitat of gorillas. For instance, they are developing alternative plantations for wood and charcoal and installing water harvesting tanks and better sanitation systems. This eases the pressure on the forests and the risk of people passing on diseases to gorillas. Protected Area Authority rangers regularly patrol gorilla habitats looking for signs of illegal activities and removing snares. Your adoption and support will train rangers to detect and safely remove snares set for other animals, which can often severely injure or kill gorillas. Help to protect vital gorilla habitat. Support regular surveys of mountain gorilla populations. Work with local governments to improve the management of the national parks where mountain gorillas live. Fund our other essential work around the world. Well, that's it for today's episode. This one was a little shorter than the last, and it was also much earlier than it was meant to be, but I'm in Greece on Sunday, so I wasn't going to upload, so I'm doing it today instead, so you don't miss an episode. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you all week on Sunday for the next episode. Bye!